Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live on the red carpet for day two of the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. This time we're focusing on cinematic and television series. We're going to be seeing Ryan Reynolds, Catherine O'Hara, and many more stars. And if you haven't already done so, please click the link below to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I also want to remind you that you can support us by buying these incredible t-shirts and sweatshirts with either the JTB tagline and logo or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest in a previous episode. The choice is yours. All you have to do is choose your color, your size, and whether you want the logo and the tagline or the inspirational saying, it'll all be sent to you conveniently straight to your front door and include shipping and handling. Now, before we get on with today's episode, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, so please stay with us. Hey, I'm Jeanette Burke from Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast, back at the red carpets at the Canadian Screen Actors Award, where I have to be dressed. So, thank you to Sachet Boutique in the heart of Thornhill at Yonge and Centre for another amazing outfit that has helped me stand out. If you have a special event coming on and you want to stand out, go visit Sheba. She will help you with her incredible collection of beautiful designer gowns and cocktail dresses from all the best European designs at very affordable prices.
Families, they come in all shapes and sizes. And it doesn't matter how full of people your house is, as long as it's full of love.
Whisper things to horses. We just let them speak to us.
I wish I could understand why this is happening to me right now, Dad. I didn't tell anyone, not even back then.
I need to know what you're going through.
It just makes me so sad to think of what we became.
Do you remember when I met you at the fall finale?
Yeah.
Nobody pushed harder than Mallory Wells. It's one last push, okay?
You had your chance to be a father.
Don't let the hurt and anger take over.
I'm Ada Moreno, and I play Rick on Heartland.
I'm Michelle Morgan, I play Lou on Heartland.
Michelle Nolden, and I play Jessica on Heartland.
Heartland is a great show. What do you feel you like bring to it that maybe no one else could?
I mean, my character is a big old gay in the village. So, I mean, I think that was pretty amazing after how many years the show's been on. So having that representation meant a lot to me personally, but also for the community. But it also shows how much this show listens to the audience and is adapting constantly to the audience that's watching. So, yeah, I just love that mine is a big old sassy, sarcastic gay in Heartland. I love it.
And you're obviously from England.
Yes, I am. And he plays English as well. So again, it just shows the diversity of Canada as well. You know, with immigrants coming in from everywhere, we're in the middle of Timbuktu, of Calgary, Alberta. But I'm still there in the mayor's office. So it just shows anyone can make it anywhere. Yeah.
And of course, our country was built from people from Great Britain.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, back to the ladies. So two Michelles. That's cool.
Yeah, Michelle Squared. When the original cast was formed, my character is the one who came back from New York, from the city, and I was living in Toronto for 10 years at that point, so I brought the urban edge, because everyone on the show is like Wranglers and cowboy boots, and I brought that kind of city flair. And I think that that was authentic because I was a city girl.
I'd say I probably did the same thing just like 10 years later because I was her boss. And then I think also I was sort of there to soften out Chris Potter's character a little bit.
Well done.
Tim. I think that through Jessica we could see a different side of Tim.
Is there a pressure to keep pumping the episodes out when you've been around a long time and you've had success a long time on the show. Is there like a pressure to take it to a higher level every single time or every single season?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a pressure, but you definitely want to make sure that you're always leveling up, that like the show is getting better, that the performances are always solid. You know what I mean? You never want to just phone it in. So I always felt like I would have to do something to switch my mind around to be like, okay, what's going to make this season fresh? What's going to make it new?
And was there any kind of storyline that you would like to see done that has not yet been done?
Oh, that's tricky. I would like Jessica to like race horses or something. That would be really fun. Maybe Jessica could be a jockey.
I'm the same. I want my character, even though he's more into the administrative roles, like the mayor's office, I'd love him to be involved in the horses, just because I've gotten into horse riding since the show. So I just want to flex my muscles on the horseback.
Anything that involves the horses, really.
Yeah, no, but perhaps a horse race with the bet.
With me and Michelle.
I think the writers are cringing.
I'm so relieved. I was so happy to see Rick's character get married, and we met his husband and his baby. That was an important storyline, and I was so happy to see that done.
Was that
it was.
Yeah, my baby played his baby.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uncle Rick, right?
Yeah. But you must be happy to be there, knowing that your baby's nearby and you're not too far away.
Totally. It was perfect. It was lovely.
Well, I wish you all success tonight
Thank
and, of course,
so
and continued success on your show, Heartland. And you all look beautiful. This is a lovely color. Your makeup is gorgeous.
And we love what you're wearing.
Your eyes are gorgeous.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
it really
you so
means
much.
A lot to
thank
me.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Nice to meet you.
You
bye.
Too.
I can't give you. You've done it my whole life.
You're upset with me for running against you.
I have nothing but respect for your decision to run for mayor.
Katie, you can do anything you set your mind to.
Maybe I don't want to, though. I think I'm done.
But today is not about the future. It's not about the past. It's about this moment.
Being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts with your family and friends. You will find us everywhere on the streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the podcast audio side, you will find us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Anchor, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, and so many more. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the link in the show notes below. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.